این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseiniya Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Revelation of the Teachings and the Truth for More Understanding. The Quran starts from the beginning with the Fatihatul Kitab, or opening of the book. At the very beginning, it makes praise exclusive to Him. From the start, it makes a human being understand that you are helpless in understanding it. All praise belongs to Him, and no one deserves to be praised. No one is praiseworthy. Some are the opinion that your Creator has commanded you not to worship any besides Him. It implies that it is a verdict of Allah that no one should be worshipped other than Him.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of mercy of Allah, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Hence, come to your senses, seek refuge in God and turn back to Him. For God Almighty is the compassionate and always seeks for an excuse to shower His mercy." Well, in this expression, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is giving the sinful hope about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, mercy of Allah is unlimited and infinite. We should count on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent prophets, holy books, angels, and the criteria to guide all of us as humans. We shall never ever lose our hope in Allah's forgiveness. Signs of His forgiveness of our sins are many and numerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says in His holy book in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, say, O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, for He is oft forgiving, most merciful. You know, this verse and other related verses from the Holy Book of Quran and Hadith are all indicative of His infinite mercy.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the most kind, the most gracious, the most compassionate. No merciful human being, jinn, and angel can surpass the degree of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must constantly be cognizant of His mercy and His infinite, unlimited kindness beyond our wildest imaginations. We should try earnestly to avoid sins, but if we did it inadvertently, we must never lose hope of His possible forgiveness. Although no one among the human being is perfect and without sins currently, we lose sight of the fact that He can forgive. He has indeed prepared paradise for His faithful, obedient servants with plenty of blessings and mercy upon them. May He save all of us from the hellfire by His unlimited grace, and may He strengthen our faith during our lives on this planet, and may He protect us from the temptations of Satan, so much so that we would rightly deserve His forgiveness and paradise. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.